Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Joe?
Yep.
Hey, Joe, Dan Nelson with Local Splash. Sorry I was late calling you. I was just finishing up with another client.
That's fine. I was actually on the other line with customer also, and I tried getting over to you, but missed it.
Ah, that's happened to me. I go to answer it, and then the call stops ringing, you know? Like, it's happened a few times. So is this a good time for you now?
Yeah, I'm actually, I just got back to my office right now.
Awesome. Okay. So let me see. And I know you're sending me a list of zip codes, right? Did you get those together?
Yep, I have not. It's been I've been been a bad week. I've been, in and out of meetings with lawyers all week. I bought a truck from out of state
Okay.
and I bought a dump truck from out of state, I should say.
Okay.
And I received the dump truck. I received it damaged. I had to fight with them to get them to pay for the damage, which took weeks, and I had to threaten legal action. And then once they finally paid for the damage that was done to it, they tried scamming me into double paying for delivery.
Wow.
So I've been, yeah, it's been like I've been with my lawyer all week trying to deal with this, and they wouldn't send me the title, and then I finally received the title, and the title was frickin', they had signed it under buyer because they bought it from an auction house, and they didn't send me. It's just been a whole thing. Every free minute I've been trying to deal with this,
Man,
and
yeah. Man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're going through that. I have a good friend. He's trying to buy a property from like out of state. And it's like got a really good deal, but I was like, man, what, like, I was like, really look into it. Like, what if it's a scam, you know? Like, it sounds like it's a similar type of situation, but that's
Yeah,
crazy.
well, with that new law where you need the special license or whatever to fly, I couldn't even go look at the truck. So I knew I was rolling the dice buying it sight unseen.
Right.
And then I paid a fortune for delivery, and they screwed the truck up. It's just been a whole thing, and I've been
Right.
dealing with this for like a month now. So I've got this dump truck that I just paid, a lot of money for, sitting at my fucking yard, not making me money, and I've just been staring at it for the last few weeks. It's driving me nuts.
Right. It can pay off
But,
eventually, you know, once you get it up and running. For sure.
well, I mean, it's pay. I bought it cash, but it's
Right.
freaking, it's that's not the point. It's like this thing should have been making me money on day one, not,
Right.
day 30.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. So, regarding, let's get some positive stuff going for you, right? Like, so you don't
Yeah,
have the zip codes together yet. That's perfectly fine. You could kind of do that too over the weekend. If you have time,
Yeah, I'm gonna
right?
sit down. I already talked to my wife about it because I told her we're doing my wife. So my wife's the owner of the company, just so you know. So
Okay.
if I say my business partner, I'm talking about my wife.
Okay. Mrs. Smartwood. Got you.
Swartwood.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Swartwood.
That's fine. I've been hearing Smartwood my whole life.
I actually wrote it. I did it right in the email, and I did it wrong in the last name field. That was my bad.
Yeah, that's fine. So I did talk to her about it, and this is something we both agree on. We haven't had any luck with advertising thus far, using all the other, the bullshit services, the Yelp and Angie's List is a freaking nightmare. God, I don't know what I got to do to get them to stop calling me, but
They're relentless, I hear. Yeah.
yeah. So it's a different. You guys have a different pitch, so we like it and we want to do it. I just like I said, man, I'm a small operation, and I'm busy enough to be like a 10-guy show, and I'm not. So I'm trying to do like the jobs of 10 people, and it's crazy trying to keep up with everything. I'm spending my Friday and Saturday writing estimates and freaking doing work orders, and I do the same thing all day Sunday. So I think the plan is we're gonna sit down tonight, we're gonna do, the zip codes. It was zip codes,
Perfect.
and there's something else I had to do for you. I don't remember.
That was
Oh,
it.
list
The
of
zip codes were the
services.
main thing. Yeah, and the
List
services.
of
Yes, sir.
services too.
Yes, sir. That's the second one. Correct. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm trying to get all this done. It's just, you know, I've had a million things coming at me. And on top of that, I'm dealing with a customer that doesn't want to pay too, because he, in some way, shape or form, feels as if I handed him a stone receipt that was like a quarter of a ton light. And he doesn't understand that it's $13 in stone. So he's like, he thinks that, you know, I owe him like $400 or something, and he's refusing it. It's just fucking nonsense. It really is. But
wow. He's going through it. Going through it, Joe.
No, I know. It's like everything comes at once, you know? And the greatest part is the guy's a repeat customer. And every time I do work for him, he like tries to get free shit out of me.
Right.
And this time I put my foot down and I'm like, no, I'm not fucking doing anything for free for you. I'm tired of it.
He's
and
like, whoa, hold on, Joe.
That's exactly it. Like, he called me like 2 days later and he's like, oh, well, I was looking through, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, I charged you $28 a ton for stone. Like, it's a quarter ton. I'm like, if you're that worried about it, I'll drop you off with $14.
Right. That's crazy. Yeah.
I don't know. Don't ever own tokens.
Yeah. Quality problems, Joe. So the plan is, you know, today or tomorrow or whatnot, zip code, services, right? Mm-hmm. So should we set up, like a Monday follow-up call then, or what day works best for you?
Yeah. So why don't we follow up Monday? We'll get everything set up. I'm going to give you my wife's number too.
Okay.
If I'm not available to answer, because Monday is going to be a shit show for me.
Okay.
But I'm going to set all this up with her. You can call me, probably around 5:30, 6 o'clock, somewhere in that window. If I don't answer, you can call her and she'll finish setting all this up with you.
Perfect. Okay. So let me put you in for, I have a 6 p.m. at that time. So I'm going to put you in for 5:30. Okay.
5:36 is fine.
Or I could do 6:30 if that's better.
It really doesn't matter. I don't want to keep you at the office late for no reason. She'll be here. She's back to the office around 5:30 every day. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right. So I'll put it in for 5:30 then. And so you want me to call your number first, right? And then
if
you're unavailable, then I'll just contact her, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So I got your number. Let me put her number in here. Give me one sec. I'm ready when you are.
716-498-8844.
Perfect. 716-498-8844. Got it.
Yeah.
Just so you know, too, we don't, like, sell information or anything like that, so she won't get a bunch of crazy phone calls. Yeah.
Dude, you can't possibly imagine the amount of spam calls I get in a day. It's got to be at least 90 to 100 spam calls a day.
A day? Joe, one thing we can do is on all your listings, because they got to be getting that from somewhere online, we could change your listings to, it's called like a call tracking number, which that will do is it like blocks off robo and spam calls too. You know, what I'll do, that number, we give you like an app where you could text or call from it too, to make it easy. Mm-hmm. But the biggest benefit that I've had clients tell me, cause I get a couple of days still on my cell phone, but 90 to 100, that's crazy. You know, like I really think that would be really beneficial for you. And it's included at no additional charge too.
Obviously 90 to 100 is a bit of an exaggeration, but it's dozens of robocalls a day.
Gosh, you
and
feel
it's,
like
most
90
of them
to
are from the same. Most of them are from the same place too, like offering me financing.
Weird.
So every time they call me, I block their number, and it's like I'll get a call minutes later from either a different state or the same state, different number, and it's the same thing. Like, oh, this is your last chance to blah 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 finance this fucking, you know. Like, and then I get calls from people pretending to be Google and,
mm-hmm. Right.
I really don't get it. Right. I don't know why I get all these freaking calls. I mean, you guys were, you know, the same way you contacted me, but
it's not. Right. I've gotten the calls too, though. I know what you're talking about. They're like, hey, you need to respond now or you're getting arrested. And I'm like, man, I don't even have like a parking ticket. You know, like what are you guys talking about? You know, like there's so many weird calls.
All the calls I get are literally offers for financing.
Wow.
They're like
crazy.
They're all like loan offers and financing offers, which is crazy to me because I don't. Like, I have no need for that,
right.
You know, and they just keep calling. I don't know what I got to do to get off the freaking call list. Nothing.
Yeah, I think the call tracking number would help, you know, but, you know, main thing, like you said, right, let's get those, we'll get those city or those zip codes together, services, and then 5:30 Monday, I'll call you first. What's your wife's name? Just so I put it in here, too.
Angelica.
Angelica, got it. Angelica, so if you don't answer, then I'll just, you know, I'll contact her after, too. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Hey, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Sorry to hear all those things happen. They're super quality problems, though, you know? So,
yeah.
I hope you have an amazing weekend, you know? Talk to you guys
too.
On Monday. Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.